This is the So You Can Relate podcast.
Hi guys, we back. We better.
We are.
We have some special guests today. Not one, but two.
This abundance is really abundant.
The abundance is serious. My sisters have joined us today on the podcast. We have Beatrice and Jemima.
What's up?
Hey.
Why did our voices all of a sudden change? Forgive us.
Hey.
Forgive us, honestly.
So yeah, we're super excited to have them on the podcast today.
Thank you.
And we're doing a Merry Merry top five.
Mm. Yeah, it's only right. I wonder who's going to be blessed to do top five Kirk Franklin with us.
Oh. Isn't it? I was just talking to Jemima about it on the train and I was like, that would be so hard.
I don't want any part of that.
Maybe we'd have to do top 10 part. Or top 7.
Yeah, yeah.
Top 20?
Top 20.
Top 20. What's your favourite two albums?
Honestly. Yeah. That would be so hard.
Oh, man.
So I think it's only right for one of our guests to start with.
Wow.
Yes.
Their top five.
Yeah, Beatrice, let's go.
You're coming to me? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. No. Okay, fine. All right. So, on the way here, I actually, this song hit me. It hit me. I started getting emotional. In fact, there was this guy that was opposite me on the train. And he saw me, getting really into the song. I kept going back. And he was like, you're really enjoying that, aren't you? And I was like,
this is your number straight. Five.
This is my top one.
Oh.
This is the
no,
one.
No, no, no. Start with number five.
Start
number five.
Low and go high.
Yeah. Yeah.
You start at number five.
Yeah. That was your top number five.
Okay. Okay, fine. If we're starting with five, it will be Seattle. That's number five.
Okay.
Seattle will be number five. The reason why is because Seattle is my reasons for Seattle. Do we? Am I giving my reasons as I go?
For it.
Seattle is, it's just such a joyful song for me. It's so, I enjoy it. I really, really enjoy it. I enjoy the melodies. I enjoy the harmonies. I know it word for word. I don't even have to look at the lyrics. It's a bit funny. And I enjoy singing that the most with my sisters. So I love that song. So, but that one will be number five because there's some songs that I feel like with Merry Merry, when you're by yourself.
Yes.
That's when they come and they hit you and tears all of a sudden are on your face. Mm-hmm. So number five is that one. Okay. Then, don't judge me.
You won't judge. No judgment here.
Can't give up now.
Yes.
Number four.
Come on, because you can't.
That song.
You can't give up.
Yeah. That song is my. It's my. You know when you need to tell yourself,
I cannot give up now. Recently, I've had to do that.
Honestly, you have to. I tell myself, I can't give up now.
You can't.
It's a bit different.
There will be mercy.
Honestly, the song,
the song
really,
is a mountain.
Yeah. And that song, yeah. So that one, I have to sing it to myself.
Mm.
So that's number four. Then I have, I love this song. It Will All Be Worth It.
I love
it. It Will All Be Worth It. That's the one I found today. And I was just I forgot about this.
That's a good one.
And the reason why I put it as my three is because I needed to hear it.
Yeah, exactly.
I really needed to hear it. It Will All Be Worth It. I literally told myself on the way to on the train here, I was on the tube, it will all be worth it. It has to be because it cannot not be worth it. So, and it's such a slow, it starts off slow. It's, it's a worship song, isn't it? And it can also be a song that you sing with a group of people and then also one that you have with just your personal worship.
Mm. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
That was number three. Number two.
I'm scared.
Number two is
Are you trying to decide your number, your order, right?
Can you imagine?
I'm not doing it right now. It's because I had more than five because I started to get annoyed actually. Because I was how dare she tell me only five?
I started to get annoyed.
I said, how dare she tell me only five? As I'm going through, I was I can't help you with that. So sorry. but I will
okay.
I will put thankful as number two.
Yes.
I will put it as number two because sometimes I'm not thankful.
Yeah.
It has to be number two.
Yeah.
But then the song, it has so many memories attached to me. So that's why it's number two. It's also, I think it's
don't
also,
do that. Don't
no,
do that.
It's got memories attached for me. So
it's classic. Like, it's classic.
Yeah, it's classic.
Mary.
It's classic. Yeah. It's classic. Yeah. Like you know the song. You know who it is. You know who it belongs to. You know the artist behind it. So apart from Shackles, this probably their second. You know, I mean, okay, I could be speaking out of turn here, so ignore what I just said. But to me, like every time I play, even with people that I assume wouldn't know Mary Mary, they know that song.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Thankful. Yeah. Number one.
I hope.
Why don't you give your honourable shout outs first?
Okay. Yeah, and give us your honourable shout outs.
No, I can't help you there. Sorry. I'm going with number. Let me do number one because number one is I Worship You.
Oh,
that's my number one.
Okay.
For me, it's the key change. Like, I don't know when I hit the key change. I'm like I. Worship. I'm like, and whoever helped them write the song, if it was just the two of them that wrote this song, then thank God for each other. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Because if they didn't write this song, I don't know. Like that song gets me back into like something that you said earlier on today, like how I get offended when people find out that I sing as well, and they're like, and I have to own it as well. I find it awkward, but I've been trying to get more and more comfortable with it. Like people be like, "Oh, so what do you like to do?" I'd be like, I sing, but I get like, really,
but you're a singer, like an actual singer.
See, I don't know why people don't say that because that's not the case. It really isn't the case. I haven't sung for like over a decade now, honestly.
So both of you collectively, 17 years.
No, honestly.
I fell into singing. She's a singer.
No.
You fell. Singer.
I really am not, but it's one of those ones where I Worship You, it gets me back into it.
Can I just say the lyrics that I like the most in that song?
Come on.
It says, "You took everything I was, made me what I am, and with all I am,
I worship you,
and with all that you made me."
Yeah, now, if you wanted to do an honourable shout out,
go
so my honourable shout out is "What a Friend."
What a friend.
That song.
Dum 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 dum. What instrument is that? Is it like a horn or something? I don't know.
I don't know. What other percussion instrument? It was in the background that they grabbed. And it's the part where it goes, I can't even, okay, the song is running through my head right now, and I don't know if we'll be monetized if I play this.
So we don't get money from
this. Okay, cool.
One day.
That's a hobby.
But the it's the part where it's remind me, Jemima, where it's it's the towards the end of the song. I was literally
what just, not a privilege to carry
everything to God in prayer.
Yeah.
That bit.
Yeah.
That
in everything
in prayer.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I like that part. I like that part too, yeah.
That bit.
Yeah.
That's the honourable.
Oh, actually, that's a very beautiful
It is a beautiful song. Beautiful. Yeah, the song hits you. And it's that part. For me, what I love about the two of these like women is that with every part of their song, there's a part, every song that I've mentioned, there's a part of the song that I go back and I replay just because, and I love the lead up to it. Mm-hmm. But then when I've got past that bit that I love, I will go back and play it again. And then I'll be like, okay, let's finish the song now. And then I'll play the rest of the song. Mm. So that's the honorable shout out, What a Friend. And then I get joy, joy, thinking about what he's done for me.
Classic.
I get joy, just that one.
Yeah.
Joy is my second honourable shout out. I am
loving.
Done.
I actually didn't think this
That
through.
Was good. I like that.
So yeah.
That was a good list.
Thank you so much.
Who's next?
I think she knows who's next.
Come to the mic. Yeah, so I honestly realised I didn't really think, how I chose these songs was based on ad-libs. That's it.
100%.
And obviously, like, there are some, it's mainly about the instrumental, the lead up to it, how the song starts, all the ad libs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the lyrics obviously have a very big meaning, but I didn't think for a second that should matter for now, apparently so. So, the list I chose, okay, I'll start from number five. Hold on. Okay, yeah, one of my favorite ones is 1 Minute.
All I need is one
you know
minute.
What I love? It's the maths in that song. Because it adds up to 60 seconds.
It really, yo, oh my God.
Was like, I was like, it honestly does. Like, honestly, and then I was like, they actually... No, that was to me. That was when I was a kid. Yeah. I was like, "This is genius."
Oh my God!
This is how you write a song. You put maths in it, and you make it add up. I was like, "This is such a good song."
That's a banger.
Yeah, no, I love that song. I think that's quite sweet.
I forgot about that one.
What else do I like? I like, okay, I like Super Friend.
I love that song.
You know what it is? Because I think that's when I was like hardcore listening to their music. And yeah, they were in their like short, they were in their Soulja Boy era.
Yeah. And it was very like, it was such a cool song.
I was like, oh my God, this is like cool. Christian music.
Yeah.
So like it has like a really strong like impact when I was like, I was like, oh my God, this is what I think is cool. And this is like on the same level as what, you know, secular music was back then. So that amazing. Mm-hmm. Super Friend. I was like, yeah, I love that. Yeah, and I don't, it was with David Banner as well, that guy. I don't know how I feel about him, but anyway, yeah, no, I like that song too. I put Shackles, but I feel like that's a wasted go.
Yeah, 100%.
Shackles is given do
what? You can't put Shackles.
You know what it is? Exactly. Because I listened to, I was like, yeah, but I was thinking more Walking. I think that, I don't know, I really liked the ad-libbing, the beat of it, the hum of it. It was quite nice. But yeah, I feel like Shackles and like Walking on the same.
Yeah,
same vibe. Same,
that's why I put it 3. I was like, you lot are kind of.
Okay.
It was like 3 or 2? That was 4.
That was 3?
That was 3. You did Super Friend and 1 Minute, right?
So yeah. Yeah, and then Shackles.
Okay, yeah. Cool. And then next is I'm Running.
Yes.
Indeed. That song.
Indeed, we're running.
There's so many parts of that song where I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And it's all, I'm sorry, I love Erica, but it's all
Tina. It's can you guys tell the difference with who's singing?
Yeah.
I can.
It's because I identified when I was a kid with Tina. No, with Erica, because she was not hitting the belty notes. And I was like, well, she can sing, but I can't belt. Yeah. So I'm with Tina. So I know her voice from young. Yeah. And sorry, not Tina, Erica, sorry. And then Erica's got that vibrato.
Ooh.
She can sing.
Wait, so who started I'm Running? Was it Erica or Tina?
I think it's Erica. Okay. No?
I can't remember.
Wait, how does this start?
Oh, when you speak to me. Yeah, Erica.
I have.
I woke up today.
It's actually a lot of the time that Tina starts, no?
Yeah, she does.
And then Erica's always singing the second verse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this leads me to my... Oh, no, I messed up. Okay, you know what? I messed up. Okay, yeah, no, okay. My honorable mention. My honorable mention will have to be Believer.
She loves that.
Listen, I wasn't actually searching high or low on Spotify. I was like, where is this album?
It's not. The thing is, oh my God, that's why I didn't.
I couldn't find. I was listening. There's only it's Erica's second verse where she's like, on the highway, minding my business,
another car trying to get by.
All I remembered was my car, and I was like, what song is that? What song is that?
Yeah.
I was trying to find the lyrics. No. I was on YouTube. I was like, come on, Lord, help me.
Take the car and save my life. And you know what the funny thing is? That's somebody's story. That's so many people's story. I should have died.
Should have, could have.
That song is a good one.
And then my number one, my favorite song. Listen, that song, it's the beginning part.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell me to go, I'm gonna tell you I will.
Uh-huh.
Cause I love you that much. I completely forgot about that song. It's the beginning where it goes. Listen, I will be in the cafe at work and I'm like, all right, you lot leave. I'm going to dance in the cafe for 2 hours. Because I need to let my soul. Listen, I literally FaceTimed
literally.
I was like, well, I don't care. We're going to be out singing. We're going to sing together.
And you know,
I don't care. I was like, honestly, that song, Love You That Much is my top one.
I completely forgot about that song.
Yeah.
There's a whole... And the thing is, it's not on any of their albums. It's on some secular album. It's 2000 and it's like some random album. And I was like, why is it not part of
It's on the Merry Merry album again. No, it's not on Spotify.
I completely forgot about that song.
So yeah, it was really hard. It's not part, when you try side shit, it doesn't come on.
Love that song.
It's a good song.
Everything on there so you can really have a full spectrum.
I don't think Spotify.
Because now I think I need to rethink my list.
I really like your list.
I like your
these are songs that it's mainly the ad libs and it's mainly the ad libs. I'm sorry. It was in Running, I think.
Running.
And I want you, Lord.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then when she goes, oh, yeah. Into the head, into the head.
Yeah. Serious song right
sweet,
there.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. All right, that's my list.
Fantastic.
You're looking at me, I'm looking at you. Do you want to go first or should I go?
Okay, let me go for it. Okay. Cool.
I feel like I'm going to be judged.
No judgment here.
Okay. My number five is Joy.
Yeah.
I had to be on there. Yeah, I really liked it. I kept listening to other songs and I was like, no, Joy definitely has to be on there.
Yeah.
That's my number five. My number four is I'm Running.
Yeah. Yes.
The Joy part that sold me
was
the as the
when they break into that
fall,
the waters of my soul
I said sorry.
I
said you gotta be on there. Yeah. I love that song.
Yes.
Sweet. Even the beginning, the way it starts, I've really liked.
I honestly love that. That honestly. Bridge.
So my number three, no one has mentioned.
Okay.
But it's a cheeky one. But anyway, my number three is Thank You, the version with Kirk Franklin.
From Kingdom Come.
Kingdom Come.
Okay.
That just took me back to like when I was a kid. I was like, I can't not put this. Like,
yeah, okay.
This goes, na, 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 na.
Merry, merry.
Thank you. Na, 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 na.
Oh, wow.
And there's some kids in the background.
You look back.
You know, yeah. I had to put it on there. I was like, no, I love that song so much.
Very good shout.
My number two is This Love that no one's mentioned.
Fred Hammond.
With Fred Hammond.
Yeah.
It's such a beautiful song.
I don't know that one. Sing it for me. Give it to me.
When you say love, you use it so lightly. Yeah. When I think of it, this is
like. I don't know that one.
It's really, really good. I love it. It's such a like a cool, chill, mellow vibe.
Okay.
And it definitely has to be on there. Everyone should check that out.
Okay.
Before I mention my number one, I'm going to mention my honorable shout outs. Shackles, obviously, like everyone knows.
But it was a wasted one. I feel like I wasted it. But anyway,
everyone knows. I really like Heaven.
Yeah.
Heaven. Gotta get myself together, cause I got someplace to go. And I'm praying when I get there, I see everyone. Hey. No, I wanna go. Heaven. I wanna go.
So,
I love the music video when they're riding their bikes.
Yeah. Honestly, it was so like, but it was like suburban America, but it always looked so happy and colorful.
It did.
It looked lovely.
And then when you really go, it's like,
oh yeah.
I know.
Anyway,
my favorite part is when it goes, oh, it gets hard sometimes.
Sometimes I lose my way.
I Got It is a really good Mary Mary song.
Oh, yes.
I got it. Got it. It's good.
I love the beginning of that song.
Yes,
he
does, yeah.
Yeah.
And then my last honorable mention, because I don't want to just do the whole thing, is I Sings.
Yeah.
You know, do you guys know that song? It's on the Thankful album.
With BBJ.
Yeah.
BBJ. Keep moving.
Keep moving.
Oh, no.
No, wait, I take my
child.
It wasn't easy.
Oh, my God.
Mama didn't always have a job to take care of me. But I like it because she tried so hard to do her best. But when she fell short, God did all the rest. I sing for what he's done for me.
Nah, that's our song.
You guys are bad.
We didn't even put it. I feel bad. Scrap my whole list. Just put that one.
You know what it is? The whole Thankful album, there's at least five from there.
That is why I looked. I got angry at you, babe.
I didn't even want to mention other songs because it's just not going to be fair. Yeah. But there's other songs on there that if Duffel doesn't mention it, I'll mention as well. But my number one is... So... I chose my number one. I even thought Seattle was going to be my number one.
Really?
It didn't even make the top five. I love that song. But I listened to the... I didn't even want to listen to the song because I was like, I don't think it'll make the cut. Then I listened to it. And when I had... boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom. My top one is What a Friend.
That was
going to be a... No, it's so beautiful. It's classic Mary Mary. Their voices... The meaning, everything.
What a Friend.
What a Friend is a very good song.
Yeah, I love it.
That's the thing, you forget, like, I know like 10 songs. I know a lot of them songs. And you forget about them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Defila.
All pressure now.
No pressure.
Yeah, this is so good. Okay. My number five is Can't Give Up Now. because once again, you three all
we cannot that. Give.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't put give up now.
Oh, you
can't
give up now. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So I can't give up now because we can't.
I can't.
There was one point in my course where that song was bringing me out of
honestly, but it really nah for real. I don't know whether it. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
It really it breaks shackles. It literally.
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 And the thing is, it's so slow.
Yeah.
Just.
And you think, you're throwing fists. You're throwing fists. Like,
yo, come on.
So there was one, I watched, I think it was a live performance of them singing that song. And somebody put in the comments that it comes from this old Baptist song in America.
Oh.
And the song actually goes, "I don't feel no ways tired." And they changed it to "I just can't give up now."
Oh.
And I think that "I don't feel no ways tired" is just as good as well. It's like, I kind of am tired. No, I'm not tired. Like, keep going.
You shall not be.
Yeah. Oh, so that deepened the meaning for me. And I really like that. So that's my number five.
Mm-hmm.
My number four is "I Sings." Because once again,
I love it.
Love
the rap on that is amazing.
Yeah. Very good.
I can't believe I forgot that song.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I didn't know the title of it. I know the song.
Yeah.
But we used to have like this, like the random CDs of like Christian music. We didn't know the title. We just listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my God, "I Sings."
All "I Sings" is such a good one. Then my number three is 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got. So you said 1 minute. Because the maths. They did maths.
And did maths. And if you know, I actually hated maths in school. So for me to get involved.
And then she was like, "Hold on, 10 seconds to do what?"
Uh-huh.
"To do what?" "One." I was like.
And they said, I'll take the one to say I love you.
Oh, it's that last one.
And I was like, it does take a second. Honestly,
it does.
Sweet. Yeah. And it's like, all I need is 1 minute of your time, God, just to like speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I love that song.
It's about the message.
Yeah. Yeah.
The message.
That's my number three. My number two is "I'm Running."
Yes.
Yeah. Has that's to be a strong contender.
It's a strong contender, that one.
I love that. I used to, when I was younger, I had this visual of me literally running.
Yeah. I mean, Olympian makes sense.
You know, just running towards my father.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Just feeling his embrace. And "As the Deer" is like my favorite church song as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
I tried to learn that on the keyboard last year, but it didn't happen. I learned maybe the first few chords. It just deepened the meaning for me. Before I do my number one, I'll do my honourable mentions.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, "Trouble Ain't."
Right.
You know "Trouble Ain't"?
Same. I think you mentioned it to me before.
"Trouble
though.
Ain't gonna be here every day."
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Sometimes. Really, really nice one as well. I'm just saying, "Trouble won't be here forever." Can you hear the song, right?
Yeah, I've heard
it. Yeah. That's on the same album as "This Love" with Fred Hammond.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. "Yesterday."
Yeah.
"I had enough party."
How did I forget that song?
I decided to cry.
Nah, I'm actually.
That's tears.
Nah, I forgot "Yesterday."
That one's a good one.
I love that song because it's like, nah.
How many gospel songs are called "Yesterday" as well?
Too many. Too many.
Honestly.
That big note she does at the end.
No. Oh, wow.
That's another song that got me through the end of my course as well.
Okay.
No more tears. Yeah. Just do it. Yeah, just keep going.
Yeah.
So "Yesterday's" on my list. "Stand Still." "What have I gotta do to make you understand that?"
No, okay, I don't know.
"I want what's best for you."
No,
"And
I
always have." That's from the Mary Mary album as well. That's not on Spotify.
I think when you said "Stand Still," I thought of another artist.
Yeah, yeah. That's a really nice one. It's one that I listen to on YouTube quite a lot. So if maybe if you guys will listen to it on YouTube, you recognize it, but it's like not a very popular one. So that's "Stand Still." "Good to Me" with Destiny's Child.
Oh my God, that's so good.
You know what it is? Because as a kid, we had that on. We had this like.
Is that the one that we.
Yes.
And I was like, I said, "Beyonce's on this track." And you said, "No, it's not." And I said,
How does it go again?
"And wait, it used to be." Yeah. It'd be hard to believe. When. Think about all my best friends.
Because if you look at me and my siblings, we're not the same size. I am the smallest, yet I'm one of the oldest. Honestly, growing up in a real big family, I used to have to take what I could get.
Exactly.
I was given the hand-me-downs.
I was given
the hand-me-downs.
No, smaller, younger, sorry. Yeah, damn.
Okay,
that's a good song. Honestly, yeah, featuring
featuring Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
One more honourable mention I'll do, Wade in the Water.
That one was one of my screenshots, you know.
Yeah, Wade in the Water.
It didn't make the cut though because there's so many, like, I mean, again, Wade in the Water, how many gospel songs? And I was just like, I can't, there's too much going on there. So I was like, I'm just going to have to leave that off because it's, if I get in there, really it's just.
Okay, no, sorry. Go on.
Are you going to do your top one now? Your number one now?
Yeah.
I was just going to mention, do you guys know Ordinary People?
I was just about to say that one too.
I love that song.
Wait. Ordinary People.
It's really good. It goes, I'm just ordinary people who.
Once again, that same album. You guys know that album, do you? Let me show you.
Oh, so good.
What's this one called? It's called Incredible. That album, Incredible.
Okay, yeah.
A lot of their songs are from that one.
Their pink hair, not pink hair.
Yeah, look at their hair.
Yeah.
You know, this hair. This hair stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Hair that flicked out. Oh, yeah. And they look so young here. 2002.
They look so cute. They were like models.
I'm gorgeous. Right. Oh my god.
Yeah, so good.
Before stress.
I'm wondering what your number one is now.
Yeah, because I
think
do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is your number one?
Should I tell you? Yeah. So my number one is I Got It. That's my number one.
Oh my god.
Yes, I love that.
I thought it was gonna be Believer. You didn't mention me.
Okay, because she said it already, so I was like,
I got it is so good. Yes,
it's the beat at the beginning.
Yes, it's just
so good. I just like the way they sing. I think it's a really unique song as well, like the way it sounds as well.
Yeah.
So I think I Got It is my number one Mary Mary song.
If it's joy you need.
Yeah.
I got if everything. If it's peace you
need. Ah, yeah, so good.
It's good, it's good.
Oh, very, very good. I thought, okay, how are we going to decide the top five from
we've said about like 40 songs.
Yo, exactly.
Yeah. Wait, okay, so we've all mentioned, I think we all mentioned I'm Running. No, Bitches didn't mention I'm Running.
But three
no,
of us
no,
did.
We three did. It. Then Adephala and Bitches mentioned I Can't Give Up Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking those two are the bottom two. Not bottom two, but like fourth.
We all seem like, to like What a Friend.
What a Friend. I Will Fight All of You.
Yeah.
Okay, that has to be in it then.
I sings.
We all study together. Come on.
I sings is going in. That's four. Okay, oh my god, is that four already?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the fifth then? What's number one?
I'm Running.
I think Love You That Much should be contender.
No.
I love Love You That Much.
I do love Love You That Much.
I'm willing to go there with you.
Worship, you're putting worship in
there.
I worship
it is,
you.
I feel like I'm out of love with that song because I feel like we sang it too much. I love it. But you know when you sing us, we used to practice it day in.
No, I had it as well. I thought it was going to be my top, but it was too slow for me.
It's like, I think I'm not in love. I've passed the love and I'm now like agitated by it. Not, okay, don't shoot the messenger. I love it. But it's just, I think Seattle's better. I prefer Seattle too than I.
Seattle's really good.
What about I'm Running?
I'm Running.
Did we already say that?
Yeah, we said.
That's already
there. That's there.
All right, so wait, what's number one
okay,
then?
Everyone go to your list and see what you wrote in case we missed something. What about 1 minute? I would put 1 minute.
Oh, no, 1 minute has to be.
That's a no from choice.
I haven't listened to it. I don't want to admit it. I don't know this song.
You do.
What about Can't Give Up Now?
I find that song so depressing. There's no one else to find it depressing.
didn't we say Can't Give Up?
Yeah, it's in there. So we've got I'm Running, Can't Give Up Now.
I Sings.
Love You That Much.
That's the fourth one?
Yeah.
And then what's the fifth one?
I want to say Good To Me, but personally, I wouldn't put it in top five.
I wouldn't put it. No. That's like six.
I wouldn't. Do you guys know He Said?
No.
That's from Incredible. What's
that song that's like... Some people believe that the sky
the biggest, the greatest thing.
I love that song.
It's so jazzy.
It's so jazzy.
That's one thing I love about them as well. They branched out, you know? They did their little Believer. They did their little jazz.
I was like, what?
They did their thing. Yeah.
It's just too far for the human mind to think.
Mm-hmm. No one said, go get it.
Okay.
It's your time.
That's one that's on my list.
Go get it.
Go get it.
So, okay, guys, what's the number one?
All right.
I don't think we can.
What a Friend.
We did.
I don't know. Where are you?
I'm Walking is a good one.
What about Heaven?
Heaven. Okay, you know what?
Let's put Heaven. Oh, Joy. Joy is good as well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or Heaven, at least.
Joy. Guys,
we're mentioning so many songs.
Okay.
I'm thinking Heaven then. Yeah.
I don't mind heaven being number one because I want to get myself together.
Yeah.
Because I got some place to go.
Yeah, but and I'm praying. When I get there, I see everyone. I know.
But I wouldn't put that as number one. I'd put one of the four we've mentioned as number one. Yeah. And put heaven like.
Let's put I'm running.
Yeah. Okay, I'm running.
Number one.
No, I'm going to be, I'm going to choose violence. I don't want, I'm running.
What do you want?
As number one.
Yeah. Don't tell me it's heaven.
No, do you know what it says? I gotta go, gotta go.
I gotta go.
Wait, so you're really putting number one as running?
So what do you want for number
fight,
one?
Fight for it then. Fight number one.
For number one.
We're not putting I worship you, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. I've let that one.
Well, let's put what a friend, you know?
Yeah.
I would, but I also wouldn't. What have we got so far again?
Okay, we've got what a friend. I'm running. Can't give up now.
I sings.
1 minute.
I
sings.
Oh, we've got five.
Love 1 minute.
No, we have
1 minute.
It's one
no,
minute.
No, we didn't. We didn't. I mean, that was me and you fighting that.
So did we want that as number one?
No, as number one. No. How? Where are we?
What is going on?
So 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
I sings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running.
Mm-hmm.
What a friend?
What a friend?
Yes.
And then can't give up now.
Yeah.
I thought you were choosing that. Are we choosing that?
I mean, yeah. I thought you guys wanted it in the top five.
Okay.
Oh, we did. We did.
So is it number one?
No, it's not number one.
Okay, so are we now going to arrange it?
So we need to arrange it. So can't give up now is five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Four.
Fine. What about yesterday?
No, yesterday's not going to make it. It's not going to make it.
It can't give up now, number five.
Uh-huh.
Number four, what do you guys think? It can't be I Sings. I Sings is
good. I'd put heaven number four.
Okay.
Heaven.
Yeah, personally, I'd put
okay, yeah, true. Number three is I Sings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number two, I'm running.
Okay. Mm. Agreed. Agreed.
And then what's number one? 1 minute.
Nah. Number one would
be
I'm running.
Let's actually remove. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good.
No, okay. I've got it. Number one, I sings.
Yeah.
Number two, I'm running.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I agree with that.
Number three. That. Oh, I forgot the rest 1 already.
Minute. Heaven.
Heaven. Is that
that was heaven? Yeah.
Number three, heaven.
Heaven.
Number four. What was that?
Can't give up now.
Can't give up now. Number mm-hmm. five.
1 minute.
One, no, sorry. Can't give up now should be number five as
well. Okay.
And then right. four, number four should four be 1 minute. 1 minute. Got it.
All right. So I sing number one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm running number two.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's number three? Heaven.
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 And then at 1 minute.
Yeah.
And then can't give up now.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's our top order. Five, Mary guys.
That's our top guys.
Wow.
That's
good.
Yeah. I'm not mad at that.
Did everyone get one from their list and that top
guy? Yes.
I got at least
I'm satisfied.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you didn't put what a friend, but it's okay. I'll
that can be an honorable mention.
Yeah. 1 minute.
And yesterday.
Yeah, I would remove 1 minute in a heartbeat.
Don't would even you know really?
In 1 minute, I would remove it.
yeah, I would actually. I would put remove 1 minute and put what a friend.
Yeah.
Definitely how you feel.
I'm not happy about that. To
why?
Be honest. What's the second verse of what a friend?
All my strength and never ending love.
Friends of limited warranty.
Yes.
Oh. Until you, I never knew a lifetime guarantee. Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, fine.
Until right. you, I never knew.
Yeah, lifetime come on. Guarantee.
Okay, fine. Come you on.
And could really be
my reality.
Are there any songs by Mary Mary that you guys don't like?
Oh, that's
there
good.
Are, maybe.
Think of one. You want to be on your playlist. So you have
yeah.
To really,
yeah.
You'd have to remember.
One that I don't like.
Yeah, let's see if you can find one you don't like. I'll just go to a random album and see.
Right.
I'm pretty sure. There's one called Still My Child that I haven't added.
Is it?
So I guess I don't like
You're
it.
You're like, nah, not that one.
Do you guys know Be Happy?
No.
I saw that. Wait, let me see. I think I need to play it to know it.
Do you guys know Little Girl?
Little Girl. Little
I like girl. It.
God made you so beautiful.
Yes.
There's no.
Is that Be Happy? Yeah. That's a good one.
My heart is under you.
Yeah.
Ever since you came into my life. No, but I love
God.
That song.
Oh my God,
are you
no,
saying you don't
no,
like Be Happy?
No,
I do like it.
Oh, okay. I was
do.
About no, to
let's
say.
Start again.
Let's yeah, that begin. Song needs to go on. Because I know he's walking by my side. And if you're looking for me,
ooh.
Safe in his arms.
That song is so
yeah, that song is.
Gotta I need to listen happy. To everything.
I was searching for a long time for the right one to give my heart to.
Guys. How?
And I realized.
They're actually the greatest of all. Like, they're so good.
You know, What Is This? Sometimes. What Is This is another good one from that album that isn't on Spotify.
How does that one go?
I think I just need to learn titles of songs now.
You still love me.
I feel like we can't find anything that we do.
Yeah, no, we're just finding more that we like.
Yep.
To be fair, though, I feel like I don't think there's a song where I'm like, nah.
You know, if I go to the sound, I'll find out. Yeah. Song that I don't
oh my god, like. You don't like the album?
No, I do, but I like it less.
The sound.
That was so weird.
Guys,
I don't know who produced that one, but they had a really big agenda. Wow.
You lot.
I think my least favorite right now would be I Worship You, and that's only because I used to sing it a lot. But it's a beautiful song.
You're tired.
I can't help you.
It's like that song that we were singing at church, the church we grew up in.
Oh no.
What are you turning right? Open the eyes of the blind. As if it was a fresh song. It's a new song, church. No one like you.
I think honestly, you know, like, it's sad when you detest songs, but sometimes that's the one song I'm happy I detest.
Yeah, no, another song we used to sing a lot was
Our God Is Greater.
Oh my God.
Would you hide? It's a beautiful song, but when you sing it over the top,
there are so many songs like that.
Yeah.
You know what?
Withholding Nothing is another one.
Oh, okay. There's one song that
Withholding
I.
Withholding Nothing.
There's one song that I know a lot of people disagree with me if I say it. But what's that song that I don't like, Jamal?
No Weapon.
She hates everything, Fred Hammond.
No,
sorry, did you say she hates everything, Fred Hammond?
Yeah, you see, hold okay, no,
wait, wait, wait.
No, no. It's not everything, Fred Hammond, because he has some songs that will literally I would give an artery to.
Good,
easy, no problem.
She hates that song. No? Be Magnified.
No. That's one of the songs I love. Oh. It's No Weapon.
Right. Yeah, it is a bit dreary. It's a bit dreary.
I actually, like, when I sing the song, I will not sing.
It is? I think because it's not in your register, that's why. Because he's a very low.
It's an extremely low song. So he's like, No Weapon.
It's a bit of a depression.
Look, I can't sing. Formed against me.
No, stop it.
Can't do it.
Shall prosper.
Stand by his word.
We get it.
He will come through.
No, I do like it, but it's not my favorite.
Okay, you lot, I hate it, but it's calm.
But be magnified. Be magnified. Love that song.
That's one of those ones where I know the song, I don't know who it's by.
Oh my god, no, yeah.
Like, who,
oh my
god, who wrote that?
A church? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Is that not Fred? I thought that was Renaud.
I don't think it is. It's cute. I feel like it's one of those ones that's just been recycled. Yeah. So, like, who wrote As the Deer?
Oh, yeah.
Do we know?
Yeah.
Who knows?
We just sing it.
Don Moen? Who knows?
Maybe like the psalmist wrote.
Don Moen.
The psalmist.
No, do you know what?
You know what? It is by a psalmist. Yeah. Just comes like, oh.
It is a psalm. It is a psalm. And it's one of the Mary Mary songs. I'm running. Okay. Oh, is that why you love I'm Running?
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I see you now. I see you.
And that's what I like about Fred. I say all the time, similarly, if his songs are based on scriptures.
Scripture.
And Israel Houghton as well.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Do you know who I recently, like, as in, he just came onto my Spotify. I don't know why, because I grew up listening to his stuff. Alvin Slaughter.
I've never heard of him before.
You're about to be blessed. And you know what? I wish I could be like you, because if I had never heard his stuff before, I'd get to hear it from the beginning.
You know,
like,
my favorite
all
song
over.
Right now is actually Marvin Sapp.
No, I can't listen to that song.
Wait, which one? What's the name of it?
Don't do it. I have no idea.
No, but searching. No,
black people are so dramatic. Stop right now. Stop.
In the wonder of your glory, to you 40 years is but one hour.
What's your favourite Marvin Sapp song?
That is my favourite Marvin
Sapp.
You are God Alone. But the thing is, that song, no, that's the one that she's singing is a melody. So it was a live song that he did, and it's two songs put together. And he just started,
Wait, what song are you talking
about? Alone.
I'm thinking of one by... Really, this guy, You Are God Alone. You Are God Alone, that one.
I can't
remember. Before Time Began.
Oh.
He sang that one again.
No, I don't know.
I think we're talking about that. Yeah, that's a good one.
Is that William McGow?
I was going to say him, but I feel like it's not.
Probably.
In the good times and bad.
You are God alone.
Let the altos and tenors come through.
Nah, do you know what? Yeah, this is one thing I have to struggle with, because songs that I can't hit the register, if I can't sing it, I lose interest.
What does that even mean?
As in, like, I didn't know this. I recently found out that my voice is naturally quite high, and I'm actually very annoyed with my sisters because none of them ever told me.
She's been singing soprano her whole life.
Nobody told me that my speaking voice is quite high, and I'm so sorry for people who are hearing this. As I'm talking, I'm actually...
You have a very nice voice.
No, yeah. It's going higher, and I'm trying to, like, remain.
Is it a bad thing to have a high register?
No, it's not. But actually, I didn't know that my natural speaking voice is quite high. I didn't realize it. I've always felt more comfortable singing soprano. So for me, when songs like No Weapon come,
you don't write that song.
She's butchering really, the song today.
You can sing it if you want.
No, I really can't. Honestly, no, because it's either No Weapon or No Weapon.
That sounded nice.
Exactly. Yeah, but you can't go. The song just goes higher. Formed against me.
Oh, okay.
Do you get what I mean? Yeah, so there's nowhere to, you can't go higher. Yeah. So that's why I don't like that song. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is that songs that I can't sing in the register, I feel like, you know, I can't vibe with.
Is register the same as key?
Couldn't help you there. I'm not sure.
I don't know anything about singing.
So what you're comfortable in, you, for example, I feel like I'm not good at soprano. Soprano is where I have to go with my head voice and I start losing my voice, which affects my chest voice. So I prefer songs that are in a lower key.
Yeah.
But my register is comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, it's a zone where I'm comfortable. Mm-hmm. Right. Enjoys have that kind of.
Yeah, they do.
So what register are you at?
She's
alto, and she can go into tenor.
But Joyce can do tenor.
She can do tenor. Her tenor, her tenor is like.
Let me just say, Joyce's tone.
Sweet tone. And you know what it is? It's one of those ones where, like, we'll just be on FaceTime talking, and she'll just do one tone, and we're like, "God bless us." And then she goes all in it.
Don't be shy.
Don't be shy now.
Come on, join us on the side. Honestly.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah, crazy. What exactly was crazy about?
Honestly, what was crazy?
Just move the topic along. Move it on.
Anyway, back to the topic of what
Marvin Sapp. Yeah.
Marvin Sapp.
She said, "What's your favorite Marvin Sapp song?"
I said mine a long time ago. The None Like You medley that he did.
Yes, you did.
I said you can't love God and not love that song.
But it's not the one of
you can't.
There is none.
It is.
Like
it's a medley though. It's a medley.
I've never heard it.
Good, it's good.
Is it? Well, let's download that right now. Let's just add that to
what
my
he does
Spotify.
On that. Yeah. It's beautiful.
I love that song.
None Like You medley by Marvin Sapp.
Is it on Spotify?
Yeah.
You know, praise God.
You know that song, yeah? You can be in worship and it will bring you to your knees.
Yeah.
I feel like songs like that, they're very troublesome because sometimes they hit you. Sorry, go on.
The bridge that gets to me is like a rose.
Oh,
trampled on. Yo, you took the fall and thoughts
of me.
My heart can't say that. I'll be sitting in church, I'm not gonna clap, I'm not gonna do anything, and then it came and I'm like, I can't.
I was telling Jemima and Joyce this song the other day. The song that will forever just encapsulate me, and I have not there's nothing I can do with my body, my spirit, or my soul. Anointing by Ron Canoli. I honestly question when I'm questioning why I've been put on this life, why I'm still breathing, why he wakes me up every day. That song will remind me.
You know what, but Ron, I don't know that song. There's only one album that I listen to.
What's Ron Canoli?
Yeah, High Places. Going up to the high places.
Can we talk about this man, please? Because not only is he still singing, but the composition, he's one of the greatest. Like, I question
across the board.
Across the board. I learned music because of him, and I thank God for my parents. So many. Like, when I hear his music, it literally, I can see myself as a child. I can see myself as a child, and like I look at that girl and I'm like, oh my god, you're finding out about Ron Canole. Look how lucky you are.
Yeah, he's really classic. And there's is it him that plays the harmonic? No.
Yes, it is him. Flute. There's one song. He does that
there's one part that goes dun 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 dun, like on bass.
Yes.
He has one weird instrumental break of like random instruments.
They all have a break, like piano.
Too much, but yeah, that song Anointing.
I listen to that too.
I don't know what to say about it.
My mom went to a Ron Canole concert a few years ago, and she got signed her CD.
Oh my god!
She was gassed.
She would have been like, "This is it."
Yeah, she was living for it. Yeah, yeah, it was a long time ago. Like,
no. Wow. Do you know what? The one thing I actually like, I feel really like. It actually breaks my heart in two is that when I see concerts like those ones,
even the I'm like
we ones, we can't go. Where does that happen in the UK? Americans, they're so lucky.
I feel like there's no more praise concerts. No. It's worship all around. I love that.
True,
but praise where it's like,
you know, the one where you have sweat patches.
Yeah, I'm dancing. I'm
you come to the concert with an extra shirt because you know you're not going to be decent afterwards.
Do you know when we were kids? Yeah, in our church. Like when the praise would like, you know, hit, you know, maximum level, they would do like this train line around the church and you kind of hold on people's shoulders.
Dance, basically, yeah.
Follow the leader. And they sang it for, Behold, He Comes.
Oh, that song. Riding on
the crowd. Days of Elijah.
Yeah. Yes.
That song is sweet.
There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah.
And that song just keeps going.
Yeah, they could go for ages.
There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God. And then you do the whole one in that key. There's no God like Jehovah.
Yeah. That's a very sweet song.
I love songs like that. You know, the songs that don't end. And we all have to like instinctively look at each other to be like in the church and be like, okay, I think we need to end now. Come on, guys. It's 2 p.m. Let's end.
Nah. What's a gospel song you guys have found recently that you absolutely love?
I have a list.
Go to your playlist if you feel like
my
you need to.
Goodness. Oh. I don't know if I can help you.
Wait,
right
gospel,
now.
You mean black?
If you want.
I mean, I'm
one that exalts the Lord. Let's just
Okay. Hold on. Let's go to the playlist.
I think
not the silence.
Yeah, the silence. That's how you know it's serious.
Yeah, I think at the cross I bow my knees. Lord, you search me.
That's not gospel though, but
that is. Is
when it? I say gospel, I just mean Christian. Like,
That's why I have to clarify.
That's not gospel. I'm like, I know. That's why I asked.
Let's see. For me, it would have to be Lift Him Up by Ron Canole.
Lift Him Up.
His name be lifted higher. Lift Him Up.
Yeah.
It's not
that song.
Is that from the live concert as well?
I don't want the real one that he did in the studio. I want the live one.
The live one is good. Always the best, right?
Do you know Righteousness, Peace?
Righteousness. Peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? And you know this one. As for me and my house,
classic.
We will serve the Lord. If I ever get a house and I fill it up with people, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm singing. And we'll go around. As for me and my house.
Have you found one, Joyce?
There's so many songs.
His voice. Sorry, I can't. I need to finish that one.
Okay. Do you know what song I like? It's In Awe of You by Trey McLaughlin.
Yeah, good one.
McLaughlin.
I say McLaughlin.
Oh Lord, you are my king. It's really good.
Oh, I don't know that song.
I thought you were going to say, the one I just sang, don't worry.
It's so good. Check it out, guys.
I remember I sang that with gospel choir when I was in was it year 7 or year 8?
Yes.
And that's back before, that was when it was just a song on YouTube with him and his choir.
Okay.
And then he dropped the album like shortly afterwards or whatever.
Yeah, because he was on YouTube first.
Yeah. He's got so many amazing covers on YouTube.
Yeah, it's all your glory.
Yes, yes.
I will give. Oh, I was thinking, I feel like I know this artist that she's talking about. Because yeah, I know they'll, yeah, I was thinking, yeah, I definitely.
Remember his nail? And I remember him playing the keys. And I was like, why is your nail so long? And why are you
he's
playing
the one that we did for Better Is One Day.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I knew his stuff. I love that.
Very good song.
I love that song.
Better Is One Day.
All the parts come to me as well.
Yeah.
Better is one day.
Better is one day.
Yeah. Better is one day. Better is one day. Better is one day.
But yeah, no, he was really good at writing parts and like making.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how to.
Oh, I remember that guy, really bold guy, sit at the keyboard. Yeah, yes,
yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, he's very good. Very good. All right, what's your song, Adefala? What's that one gospel song?
Mm-hmm.
On your heart the past couple of weeks?
I've got one. Okay, so the one that's been on my heart for literally the past week is Success Is In Your Hand by Fred Hammond. Do you know it?
No. I heard Fred Hammond, I was like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's from this album where every song has a psalm in brackets next to the title of the song. Yeah, that album.
Yeah,
okay. Radical for Christ, I think.
Yeah,
yeah, Radical for Christ. And it's like a 1.5 minute song, and it's just some random guy doing a solo. It's so beautiful, and it's just so calming and nice.
Mm.
And I think sometimes I try to figure out, like, is this song me talking to God, or is it God talking to me?
Mm.
As in, like, the narrative of the song itself.
Yeah.
Okay. At first, unless I have it wrong, I thought it was the person saying to God, success is in your hands, God.
Mm.
But I think it's actually God saying to the person, success is in your hand, just trust me, or something along those lines.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's a really nice message.
Oh, nice.
Another one is Thanks to Joyce. You said this song back in November, and I laughed when you told me it was called Hey Hey God.
Oh no, it's so good.
No, Joyce. And it's funny because you were like, listen to the YouTube version, right?
Yeah.
So I listened to that and I really liked it. And I wanted to have it on Spotify so I could hear it on the train, you know, on the tube.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been playing that song every day since November.
It's so
What's
good.
It called?
I'm beyond
hey,
obsessed.
Hey, hey, God.
I'm
hey,
beyond hey, obsessed God. With it. I don't okay. think I've ever loved the song this much. Yeah, yes. By Lawrence Flowers.
Just like the voices are so good.
There's an extreme...
I prefer the YouTube version, though.
Oh, right, okay.
YouTube version. You just have an hey, hey, God.
There's an extreme desperation.
Oh,
in that song,
you know when he says I still believe.
Yeah, so the YouTube version has that, but the Spotify one doesn't. But the Spotify one is still so good.
Okay, yeah,
I've been playing it every day, and it's just a nice it's a beautiful song. I love it so much. So yeah, it's been my fave for like 2 months now, almost 3 months.
Mm. Wow. Very long time.
Do you have one?
Me.
Oh, Jemima gave us hers.
I think I did already.
Yeah, at the cross.
Oh, yeah, you did. You started with you, didn't
I? I was like, hold on, another one.
pressure.
All right. Well, then we all done that, right? Everyone's done?
Yeah. I'm,
what was yours,
I've done one.
Mine was
In Awe of You.
In Awe of You.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So... Thank you so much for coming, guys. You know, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming.
Talking about music, Mary Mary, and everything in between.
At this point, our listeners should just know that we love to talk about music.
Yes.
We ain't gonna stop.
I feel like...
Even last episode was about music.
Honestly, it's one of those ones where I feel like music, I don't know, like... Obviously, music. Everyone loves music, but I feel like music sometimes it's so special as well. When you're like
no one loves it like I
do. Honestly, like
I love it. The
and
most.
I don't want to bring race into it, but I think I'm going to. I feel like music. It's just I don't know. Like I feel like it just. I think it feeds me. Honestly,
yeah,
I can't. I can't understand. It's very strange, but yeah, love it.
Thank you guys for having us. It was really fun to
keep it coming.
Be here.
Thank you.
I have been Adefala.
And it's been your girl, Joyce.
Beatrice.
Oh, God. Sorry. <Girl.
laughs> I'm sorry. Beatrice. I'm sorry. Okay, wait, let me do it again. It's been your girl, Beatrice. No, wait. Let me do it again. Okay. Hi, I'm Beatrice.
Oh, hi. Oh,
and Jemima was here too.
Yes, she was indeed. We will speak to you.
Really fell off.
No, thank God for editing. I'm
authenticity,
so
gang.
How do you sign out?
That whole thing is going in every set, but
no,
oh
please.
This is the part we're playing the outro music.
Yeah.
I dance every time. Anyway, we're signing off. We'll speak to you guys next week. Goodbye.
Bye. Peace.